From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. In the United States, the House and Senate have approved a bill imposing new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The bill will now be sent to President Trump for his signature. Senators overwhelmingly approved the bill Thursday, a vote of 98-2, a day after the House and Senate agreed on the terms. The House had already passed the bill with a vote of 419-3. Lawmakers had pushed for more Russia sanctions in response to Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Russian President Vladimir Putin denies the charges and objects to the passage of new sanctions against his country. He has threatened to retaliate, although he has not yet said how. The bill is designed to affect a wide range of Russian industries, hitting the country squarely in the pocketbook. Simmering White House tensions broke into the open Thursday as President Trump's new communications chief, Anthony Scaramucci, denounced those who leaked damaging and embarrassing information about the administration by beginning a searing, coarsely worded campaign aimed at his internal rivals. Scaramucci denounced White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and the president's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, in a profanity-filled interview with The New Yorker, which the weekly magazine published online Thursday. He called Reince a paranoid schizophrenic, a paranoiac. He spoke to the Washington correspondent for The New Yorker, Ryan Lizza, in a telephone interview. Scaramucci then turned his attention to Bannon, whom he accused of using his position to advance his own reputation. This is news from the Voice of America in Washington.